This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Well, I am a little bit passionate about this issue. It is extremely important for our sisters to realize that they are the anchors of the Muslim family. And if we lose the anchorage of the Muslim family, we lose the Muslim family. It is in their hands whether the Muslim family in our society here will survive or not. I say that it is okay for, I always say that, I have three girls and one boy, I'm not going to say how much I love my daughters, but I always say to them that it is okay for women to have careers, but they have to prioritize their family. When there is a conflict, if they can manage and both, that's great. If there is any conflict, the family needs to be prioritized. The maternal aunt of Jabir was encountered a person when she went out to take care of her orchard after her husband died, and the person said to her, like, why are you going out? Your waiting period has not ended. And the Prophet ﷺ said to her, you may go out to take care of your palm trees, for you may give charity with this money or do something good. So it means that women can go out to work, as the questioner said. Sayyidatna Khadija radiallahu anha was a businesswoman, but at the same time, what did that mean? She used the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam most of the time. Like, this is how she came to know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She would send him on those business trips. And when she married the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was there to comfort him when he needed her. She did not fall behind in terms of her domestic obligations or family obligations. So the idea here is Muslim women can have careers. Muslim women can work outside the home as long as the work environment is conducive to basically preserving our Islamic values, particularly the value of modesty. When it comes to the Muslim woman, that value is not limited to Muslim women, but stressed more when it comes to the Muslim woman, the value of modesty. So a career that is conducive to that, a career that would allow her time, and many sisters work part-time, basically, to be able to manage both. They contribute a little bit to the financial stability of the family, but at the same time, they are there for their children. And in this case, we will have to have equitable redistribution of the responsibilities and the burdens. Let us think about this family as a unit. This is extremely important. Think of the family as the unit. The husband is one half. The wife is one half of the unit. Once you get into a union like this, this is a sacred union. Once you get into a union like this, you don't have the liberty to think of yourself only or about yourself only. Now you're part of this unit. There are kids. Their interests should be prioritized. If each and every one of us will be looking out for their own interest and at their own bottom line, who's going out for the best interest of the children? So we look at this as a unit, and then we say, so what would work for this unit? Like, if the wife goes out to work, like, would a part-time job be good so that she can contribute a little bit? Keep in mind that the husband is mainly responsible for the maintenance of the family, mainly responsible for the financial security of the family. We're not saying only, but we're saying mainly. But we can say only if she insists, if she says, you are responsible, I am not contributing. She does have the right to say that from an Islamic perspective. But we are saying, when there is mutual agreement, and let's do everything with mutual agreement, at the time of marriage, let us let us talk about these things honestly and transparently. What is it that you expect of your wife? What is it that you expect of your husband? What lifestyle are you looking for? So if someone wants a homemaker and he doesn't talk about this at the time of marriage and she wants to have a career, well, that's certainly going to spell trouble afterwards. But let's have this mutual agreement and then reassess and be flexible and be compassionate and be fair and reassess in the future. So if we change things a little bit, the redistribution has to be equitable and has to be fair in the future. So if the wife goes out to work and contributes a little bit to the financial security of the family, then she cannot be, responsible for all of the domestic sort of obligations. And then we will have to redistribute things and figure out what is equitable. So no one gets burnt out. No one feels overwhelmed and no one gets burnt out and no one feels that they are doing too much for this family or for this unit or and the other party is not doing their best. So that's what I would say. Like, you can have a career, but make sure that your family is not shortchanged. Your kids are not shortchanged.